So you know how kids build things out of Lego? I mean, you can. I think this Baumgartner guy who just jumped out of the parachute, you know, with the parachute thing.
Uh-huh.
I think there was a Lego. Somebody built a Lego thing of that. So.
Oh, they made a movie of it. It's on his page and it's hilarious.
Oh, is it okay?
It's
all right,
really
so,
cool.
So a lot of kids do that, and so Legos is cool for building stuff. But there's a kid in Ontario, Canada. He's 11 years old. His name is Maximus Dacey. He has built a 23-foot-tall sculpture based on the Transformer movie character.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's 11 years old. I don't know how tall he is, but this thing's 23 feet. He had to do that outside, right? I mean,
better they got a real big house.
Oversized toy was constructed entirely out of old car parts, including transmissions and doorknobs. The family... runs an antique store. Oh, well, there. That probably helps out a little bit, where he started pilfering the spare parts. The idea came to Maximus as his family was looking for a way to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the store called Primitive Designs. Biggest challenge still to come, finding a place where, now that it's been built, they can store it out of the elements. Good luck with that. And again, 23 feet tall. So, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Was it 2 weeks ago? He's out ahead of the release of his book. You know, he was any place that could fog a mirror. They'd let him come in there and talk. He was on 60 Minutes, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, it's the book is called Total Recall. Well, the first week of book sales is out, and he sold 21,000 copies.
Are you sure it's not Total Recall?
Yeah.
You have to say it in his voice.
Please don't.
Yeah. So that's 21,000 books. Just to give you an idea, No Easy Day, that's the Navy SEALs account of the killing of Osama bin Laden, sold 254,000 its first week out.
No kidding.
Yeah. Again, Arnold, 21,000. And J.K. Rowling's book, The Casual Vacancy, in the first 6 days, sold 350,000.
Yikes.
And did I mention that Arnold sold 21? So.
Okay, since we're doing Hollywood, can I do this?
Oh, sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack at Augusta.
All right, so everybody knows Carl Spackler from Caddyshack.
Yes, Bill Murray. Yeah.
Right. Bill Murray knows a guy named Mitch Glazer. They're friends. He's a screenwriter. Well, Mitch Glazer's married to Kelly Lynch.
So that's his real claim to fame.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're fairly close and pretty good friends. And so every time Bill Murray sees a television with Roadhouse on it,
which is probably almost every day someplace.
Right. Yeah. If you're familiar, Kelly Lynch and Patrick Swayze end up hooking up.
Okay.
So every time they hook up in the movie, Bill calls.
Bill calls.
As Carl Spackler calls the husband.
Really?
Calls Mitch Glazer. He goes, your wife is on TV again with Patrick Swayze.
And it might be in a different time zone.
But he got his brother involved with it.
Okay.
So Mitch Glazer's brother now does that. So no matter where they are on the planet, whether it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in Russia, they'll call him and say, hi, Kelly's with Patrick again.
A reason to turn your phone off.
I can see myself doing that to some of my friends. If I saw their star wife on TV.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Just to annoy him, right?
Yeah. I would.
You know, sometimes, and it's interesting, sometimes people who are in the spotlight fall out of the spotlight, okay? They're not as popular anymore.
Sure.
Well, as a result, because of the internet or whatever, they end up being portrayed as dead in some cases. So the death hoax comes rolling out. So a list of celebrities who you thought were dead but are still alive, like Zach Braff. Is that his name? Never heard of him?
Mm-mm.
He's from Scrubs. Yeah, he's from Scrubs. I never
watched that one.
All right, it said he committed suicide. That wasn't true. Val Kilmer, one of my favorite actors.
He's been dead a couple times.
He really has. Well, you know what? His career is dead, but...
Oh.
Well, he's horrible. He's a horrible actor. He's just a horrible actor.
Well, they can't all be good actors.
Well, you know, if they're going to be starring in movies like Batman, they need to be, and he's just not.
He
anyway.
Was good in Real Genius.
Was he? Yeah, he's not one. Anyway, a frequent victim of death hoaxes... He actually was going, he's still alive, we think, and he was going to run for the governor of New Mexico. He wanted to get into politics in New Mexico. Another one who gets the death hoax is Sinbad. In 2007, his Wikipedia page said he died from a heart attack.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, but he's still alive. Now, he does owe the state of California $2.5 million in back taxes.
Yikes. That's really good.
A few years ago, apparently, John Goodman was a death hoax.
Yes.
But he's a working actor. You kind of see him around.
He was out of pocket for a while, though, because he was in rehab.
Ah, that's it.
But
okay.
That was the basically the Mama Cass Elliott scenario.
Oh, okay. I got you. One of the best, though, Abe Vigoda. Apparently the greatest victim of the celebrity death rumor mill.
Well, Fishes looked like he was dead since he did Barney Miller.
And that's the thing. But here's the problem. See, in 1982, I mean, long before the internet, in 1982, People Magazine reported he was dead.
Yeah, I mean, really?
Yeah, several times through the interview in the magazine, they said the late Vigoda. So he was doing a play in Calgary at that time. So he caught wind of this, and somebody let him know. So he went to a mortuary, hopped into a coffin, was sitting up and holding the People Magazine article that said he was dead. Of course, it made the front page of Variety. And resurrected him again. He's still around. He's 92 years old. But he did. He looked old beyond his years a long time ago.
Yeah, he looked 92 in the 70s in Barney Miller.
Yeah, he really did. So, you know, that's certainly understandable. So, there you are.
Now, there's two you didn't bring up that I'm surprised you didn't bring
okay.
up. Okay. Morgan Freeman. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was. I remember that.
And then also, for years and years, I had heard that the guy from Blue's Clues, I think his name is Steve Burns.
Okay.
They always said, oh, yeah, he was depressed and committed suicide. And I always thought, well, that's really sad, a children's show host committing suicide. Actually, it turned out he quit because he was going bald and he wanted to pursue a career in music. I found that out years later, and I was like, wow.
See, and again, that's what happens with the internet. You end up with so much bad information out there. But nonetheless, there we go. Abe Vigoda is still alive. And, in fact, there is a website. There is a website that is called abevigoda.com. And you go there right now, and there's a picture of him, and it says, Abe Vigoda is alive.
Oh, I'm checking this
That's
out.
That's it. That's all there is. That's it. It's a picture of him, and it says, Abe Vigoda is alive. And so, obviously, we'll run to that when he passes and see if they've updated the website. Christopher Watts was dumbfounded when police in Akron, Ohio, told him he was under arrest. What for? Well, officers say they found him at 2 a.m. using a sledgehammer on a wall of a convenience store so he could get, quote, the rest of that beer, end quote. He also told officers he thought the store needed, quote, to have a drive-up window, so he was helping there. Watts reportedly told police, how could I be charged with breaking and entering? I didn't even get in.
Hey, Dad, three meatballs trying to tell
me
something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That meatballs are smart dogs. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2Video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. Beautiful.
Join Walden Brook Estates, an independent retirement community, for their first annual bridge tournament, Thursday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Participation in this bridge tournament will be $10 per person, with all proceeds going to benefit breast cancer awareness. Don't miss Walden Brook Estates Bridge Tournament, with proceeds benefiting breast cancer awareness, Thursday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Teams of two may call and RSVP to Walden Brook Estates by the 19th to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
About 12 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So
Abe Vigoda's still alive.
Yeah.
just keeping you up to date.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date. Essay over an online magazine, Slate, raises an intriguing question: should we screen the brains of kids to look for genetic markers suggesting they'll turn into violent criminals? The idea.
This is a little.
Yeah, it's a little Minority Report-ish.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
You remember that movie with Tom Cruise where they basically stop things before the crime happens. The idea would be to identify the kids and provide behavioral help before it's too late. Science is close to making this possible. Mutations in the MAOA gene, for example, look to be an early warning sign, which means it's time to start considering all the ramifications. Would there be a stigma involved? So, as they say, it's not a Minority Report-like future in which would-be criminals are caught and arrested before committing the crimes. Rather, the author says, it would be a new technology to use to identify at-risk kids and treat them before they inflict irreparable damage on themselves and others.
That's
it
creepy.
It makes me think of Gattaca.
Okay. I hadn't seen that. I don't know what that... why?
It's similar. I mean, it's an old movie.
Well, I understand, but why?
Just because it's the same sort of kind of, can we control? I mean, just my first thought hearing you talk about that is, well, what if it's a gene that, you know, what if they're, it could be for brilliance or for
certainly
something bad.
I understand. Yeah. That's, well.
Kind of like how, you know, if an artist is more in tune with their emotions, so they're able to do greater highs, but also lows, but you can't get the highs without the lows. You know what I mean?
That's what this is all about, is the idea. If you identify and you make that correction, then aren't you turning people into some sort of emotional cattle?
Kinda.
Always the same? We're all going to be doing this? We're all going to be marching in the same direction, all wearing gray high-collared shirts? I mean, what? And again, are you playing God if you do something like that? There's some... I mean,
slippery slope for sure.
Obviously, if you say, gosh, we're going to be able to reduce the number of criminals and it will keep them from, quote, inflicting irreparable damage on themselves and others, end quote. Okay, who would not be for that? I mean, but if we all end up being lemmings, why would we want to do that? Here we go, news of population explosion. It's the squirrel population. Parts of the country reporting a squirrel boom, so to speak. They're rats with fuzzy tails.
And they taste like chicken.
Yeah, they do. I don't know that. The increase
I like squirrel.
Do you like squirrel?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to tell us how you first ate squirrel?
After I shot it with my dad, we took it home and ate it.
Where were you living then?
I was here in Texas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you invite the neighbors over, did you? No.
I graduated from Leander High School. My school fight song was Dueling Banjos, Moving On.
Yeah, did you just eat one?
No, we got a couple.
Kind of like Lay's potato chips, huh? Hello?
And the red light cameras were not for ticketing. They were only for traffic investigation.
That's exactly right. They were for traffic investigation. What they were is a revenue stream that we let dry up in College Station.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. Look at how many more pieces of outside art we could have in College Station if we'd had red light cameras. It's terrible.
The P. David Romay building could be even bigger.
Hello?
Hello. Okay, I'm not telling you my name.
Okay.
But let me tell you this. When I was about in the first grade, I went to school with a roast sandwich. The roast was coon.
Huh?
She ate raccoon.
Okay, I told everybody how good my raccoon sandwich was.
Right.
We went to a very, very small school. It was all in the same place. My older brothers, who had shot the coon, about killed me.
Because
I told everybody that we ate coon. Okay, we was poe, okay? Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know that there was a deer season until I was grown. if you went in the woods, you came home and ate what you brought.
Yeah, yeah. But, and may I ask?
Oh, Kevin, way to go.
Thank you. Okay, that's good. Huh. Don't come back from the woods empty-handed is all I'm saying. Right?
I didn't know there was a deer season.
I love that.
That's great.
Great line. Oh, all right. So anyway, tell you about the squirrels to tell you this. Apparently, Tom Coburn, who's a senator from Oklahoma, found waste in the government. I know it's shocking. Waste in federal government. One of the things that he found was robotic squirrels. Apparently, we are spending money on robotic squirrels.
Do these cost more or less than the robotic cockroaches?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, I guess they probably got to cost more because they're bigger. But again, don't eat a. Oh, I can't get over coon. Gosh, I can't get that out of my head. Is it like pulled pork? Is it pulled coon?
Oh,
I've never had coon.
You
so
have
I don't
to
know.
Roast it with sweet potatoes.
Is that just a suggestion or is this
no?
The
I've been
experience?
On a coon hunt.
Uh huh.
And the little old man that took us was like, "Yeah, you got to eat that coon with sweet potatoes."
Yeah, and
yeah.
Did you?
We actually did not get a coon, which I was somewhat relieved about.
Why? Because you didn't want to see that cute little thing get all cut up and eaten. Is that it?
Well, I mean, I would eat it. I just, having the dogs chase it was a little disheartening.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, talking about the senator that found waste, I was surprised that the NFL qualifies as a nonprofit organization.
Well, why is that? I don't know that. Do they?
Yeah, it was there. They qualify as nonprofit, and they made over $9 billion
yeah.
last year.
I was going to
say. They're nonprofit.
Yeah, they've got a heck of a revenue stream for a nonprofit.
No
Hello?
Kidding.
You know where the robotic squirrel came from?
No.
The guy working on the robotic cockroach has ADD, and there was a squirrel.
Hey, look, a squirrel.
Yeah. Here, go get him. Oh. Anyway. Well, I mean, do you simmer it for a long time? Do you use crab boil with it?
No, you bake it in the oven.
Really?
Bake it in the oven.
Yeah.
You're a city slicker, ain't you?
Well, I mean, I kind of am, but I mean, I like venison and that kind of stuff. And you know, I've had friends who lived in Louisiana who ate squirrel. I know that. Just raccoon really takes me in another direction.
That's probably the difference. Well, see, when I was growing up, it was deer meat.
Yeah.
I think if you're hoity-toity city folk, you call it venison.
Yeah, now, here's the deal. I mean, how many cooking shows are there now?
A million and five.
There's a million of them.
You know, though, at least raccoon is not quite as greasy as a possum. Y'all haven't brought up a possum yet.
No, we haven't. Hello.
I have not eaten a possum. I did not mean to ruin your day, Scott.
You didn't. No, you
it
didn't.
It was good. My mama could cook anything.
All right. But were you the only one at the school that ate raccoon? I mean, brought a raccoon
well,
sandwich.
Well, I don't know. I was in the first grade. Probably not.
Yeah.
But everybody else probably knew not to say things like that.
Yeah, well, that may be. They had their filter up.
This
yeah.
is a little better upbringing.
I just said, that's
I'm
the
just
thing.
Being it's, silly.
Right. The thing is, that's what she thought. I mean, everybody sure. does that. And that's why her older brother got upset. Probably couldn't get a date with the girl that he wanted after that.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right, American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. But really, why don't they have a game, a wild game cooking show? I mean, they really should.
That would be cool.
There's there are plenty of people who kill what they eat, what they kill.
For a while, there was a Ted Nugent cookbook in the break room that said, kill it and grill it.
Well, he's famous for that.
But that's him, right? That's what he does. So, all right, I thought Texas was the, well, I didn't know that. I know there are a lot of strangely named cities in Texas. But here we go. Real or not, guys.
Okay.
Why Arizona? Real or not?
I would say true. Yeah? That's real.
Kat?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We're going to do yep. Yep. Oh, we can do yep. Nope. Yeah, that's true. The thing is, I have
why
the answer.
Why not?
Yeah, good. We have the answer. Why not? Very good.
Be yep,
you.
Yep, or yep, nope.
Okay, Brains, Utah.
Brains, no.
Yep.
Nope. Climax, Michigan.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Weed, New Mexico.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. It is yep. Bony Knee, Arkansas.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Oh.
North. South Carolina.
Yep.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah, that's the real deal. And Hot Coffee, Mississippi.
Nope.